Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Welcome to Yo Fix It Six, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I'd like to thank all, as always, everyone who has tuned in this evening, all our supporters, all those that are on their way home from work, all those who are babysitting, all those, wherever you may be, believe me, God has a fix for you today at 6. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to start the show off a little different today, a little special. But as I promised, we will be taking calls. And yes, I will be taking calls on this evening. A few weeks ago, we had a inspection at my job, and you know, a lot of military people were there, and they were just going around, just looking at stuff, examining stuff, you know, not really in the way, but they was asking a few questions. And when they got to me, they asked me, why do you like working here? You know, he was like, besides a paycheck and besides a job, what, you know, makes you get up in the morning and want to come here to work? And my response to that was, I wanted to serve those who serve. In other words, I work at a military base. And because I work in a military base, that is my way of giving back to those who serve our country, those who are far, far away sometimes from their families and from their loved ones, those that are get up early in the morning and get on the battlefield, those who are preparing for the battlefield, those who protect us from enemies, you know, from people abroad, those who just wanted to do something for the country so we would feel safe. So I just wanted to dedicate this segment, this little segment to them before I get into our word. We do have a word from the Lord, amen, which we'll go right into from this, amen, because it all lines up together when it comes from God. It is order first, amen. And there's a few young men and, you know, that I've met since I've been there, and I've watched them, and, you know, we greet each other on a morningly basis or whatever shift they work. And one of them is a I think he's a staff sergeant. And if though he's a senior airman, his name is Brandon, real tall guy. I always thought he was a basketball player, but he's always smiling. He's, you know, he's always on the job. He's, you know, he has that kind of heart of someone who wants to not only better himself, but everyone around him. So with that being said, I want to throw a shout out to Senior Airman Brandon. I appreciate everything you do on a daily basis. I appreciate your conversations we have. I appreciate you when you uplift me. I appreciate when you just come and when I seem sad or whatever, you always got a way to make me laugh and vice versa. And I'm hoping my life is having some kind of input on you also. Amen. The second young man I want to throw a shout out to, he's never going to expect this, Senior Airman Roscoe. This is a young man that I've watched, and since I've been there, I've seen him get a promotion. I've seen him win multiple awards, and I've seen him just mature right before my eyes. And on a daily basis, he's always willing to help. That's the one thing I truly, truly like about him. There's never been a time that I've asked him for help that he didn't come and help me. Like, he's willing to serve. And we got to remember that we are servers, and he always expressed that, like, if you ever need me, I'm here. Like, he always, and he's never turned his back. He might have wanted to, but if he did, I didn't see it. So I want to throw out a shout to him. Amen. And the final person, I know he's not expecting, I don't even know if they listen to the show or not, but Staff Sergeant Robert Jensen. This is the dude that just makes me laugh all day. This is the dude that keeps me on my toes. This is the guy who comes in early in the morning with me and always greets me like, "How you doing, Matt? How you doing, sir?" And we start our day off together. And throughout, from the time we start throughout the time we leave, me and him is always in conversation. We are always having fun. He's always been the same way since I got there. No, he's never changed. And I respect that about him. And to every soldier, be male or female, military, seamen, airmen, Marines, Air Force, whatever you may be, this song is dedicated to you, and I want you to know that I love you and believe, and I know in my heart that you're doing the best you can do. So with this being said, I want you to know that this song for me is dedicated to you. Amen. Glory to God, and I hope and I pray that it is received in the manner that it was meant to give. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every soldier, every vet, past and present, we salute you here at Mount Carmel International Radio. We love you. God bless you. And we hope to keep God keeps you in his perfect peace. Amen. Glory to God. This is your Victor Six. And once again, I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And let's get on with the show. Father God, we thank you for having this day set aside for us. God, we thank you for our health and strength. We thank you for all. We thank you for our better halves. We thank you for our children. We thank you for family. We thank you for rain. We thank you for sunshine. We thank you for all you do. And we thank you for whatever you want to do, please do it in the name of Jesus. God, we just love you. I ask you to bless every leader, male and female, every deacon, deaconess, God, those who are about to throw in the towel. We know we pray against that spirit of surrendering right now in the name of Jesus. God, we know you have a plan, and tonight we hope that your plan be manifested throughout the atmosphere. We love you and we praise you. And we said this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I just once again want to thank all our listeners. Amen. I want to thank First Lady of Radio, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, author, apostle, chaplain, grandmother, mother, wife, and a whole lot of other good things wrapped up into one. We thank you. And don't forget to listen to her every Wednesday morning on the Hour of Power Praise, 6 a.m. here on Mount Carmel International Radio. Amen. Oh, wow. This has been a day. I just want to real quick recap. Just been a day. You ever had one of those days and things just came at you? And when you express it and you share it with that special someone who knows God, and they give you the answer that you needed to hear. Amen. I just want to thank First Lady for being there to listen and then giving me a godly answer and not what I wanted to hear. Amen. Glory to God. How many know when you're about to get elevated, the enemy tries to snatch the rug from under your feet? Amen. Glory to God. Tonight's title, if you're into titles, is Suffering in Silence. Suffering in Silence. Oh, wow. You know, as a man, sometimes we go through things and we have that thing called pride, and it gets in the way, and we don't want to never share what we're going through. We never want to, trust in our significant other, our spiritual fathers, our spiritual mothers. We just say, I'm okay. I'm all right. Everything's okay. And we're in denial. And a lot of times when things like that happen, we know that people end up committing suicide. They end up in hospitals. They end up in mental hospitals because we just didn't do what needed to be done. We didn't allow God to lead us, because I'm here to tell you on tonight, we have to suffer. It's just the way it is. And I got scripture to back it up. Amen. And I'm not going to take a lot of time on it, because I really want to hear from you guys tonight. And I really want to hear if the show has done anything for you or what the Lord has done for you. We will take this, because this will be the very first night that we do this. So I'm just going to take a minute or two to read a few scriptures, and we will be taking calls, because I don't want to shortchange nobody from God's word, because if God has assigned this, he do have a word for somebody. Amen. Please forgive me. Amen. So, like I said, the title is Suffering in Silence. Amen. And we know that people suffer a variety of ways and to different degrees. We suffer physically, we suffer mentally, some of us emotionally and spiritually. Amen. And even when we pray to God to remove the pain, amen, the pain, the hardship, or whatever it is we're going through, however, the Lord uses our suffering purpose in our life. And once we get that concept that our life is his, he has a divine purpose for our life. And we got to allow God to move, shift, shake, lay down, pick back up, move over here, whatever he's going to do, because he has the ultimate plan. He knows, and like I said, we have scripture And when the very first scripture I want to go to, and everybody knows this story, but it always is the best example I can use. If you have your Bibles, please have your Bibles. Amen. Glory to God. Please have your sword. Amen. The very first scripture is the book of Job, the very first verse. Amen. Please go to the book of Job with me, the very first verse, chapter 1, amen, verse 1. And the reason I want to go to that, because, like I said, as God's people, we also have to suffer. And even Job, who was so such a godly man, amen, he even had to suffer, amen. The Bible tells us that even God's people will suffer sometimes. Many people have believed that when we suffer, that is not God. Why is God making us suffer? God wouldn't make me suffer like that. Yes, he will. Amen. The Bible described Job as a perfect, upright man, one that feared God, right, and one who stayed away from evil. The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 1, said there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil. He stayed away from nonsense. He stayed away from all the things that God is telling us to stay from, all the sinful things. He stayed away from that. And as we get further, those who have read the story, they know, we know the suffering and the loss that he went through. But at the other side, and I'm learning that because when I suffer, when I start going through things and I know it's a suffering, and because it's uncomfortable and I get fidgety and I was like, oh my God, and I'm always crying out, oh my God, why? And I've learned yesterday, don't ask why, go through. Meet God at the place that he's trying to meet me at, and I won't worry as much. Amen. I won't worry as much. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, Job experienced a great deal of suffering. There are times when we must suffer in silence, and the Lord will direct us because the journey won't end until the Lord brings us out. So no matter what you're going through, it's not going to end till God brings us out. We can, listen, I can go to the doctor here. I can try to do this here. I can try to fix that there. I can try to borrow that there. I can try to do this. It won't stop. The journey will not end until God bring us out. Amen. Because so, and tonight what we're going to see is that even Jesus had to suffer in silence. Even Jesus, even at his baptism, even when he came out of the baptism, here come the enemy. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So the Bible verses we're going to read tonight shows us that Jesus was the directed, spiritual driven to go to the wilderness where he would be tempted by the devil. He was tempted right after making the decision to be baptized. And like I always say, it's not mine, I got Bible. Amen. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 10 through 11. Amen. The book of Mark. And I'm going to go there with you. I don't have it pre-recorded. It's not hidden agenda. I got to search the Bible also. Amen. But we will get these lessons. I love God. I love him for having me. I love him for raising me up. I'm loving him for giving me another chance. I love him because he's God. I just had to praise him for no other reason that he kept me, that he had. Listen, I've learned this. Those of us who was always called the sinners, the black sheep, you're never going to be nothing. You're not going to be nothing. God, nobody can use you. Nobody wants you around. Those are the ones we qualify for Jesus. He's coming to get us. He's coming to use us. Everything that people threw away, everything that the world threw away, that's who Jesus wants. Jesus will come pick us up, raise us up into a morning star, bright as the morning light, with power, wisdom, understanding, love, to show the world what you thought I was, God knew I wasn't. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Glory to God. I just love you, Jesus. I need you more than I think I do, more than I know I do on a daily basis. Amen. Chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then it goes on to find out that even then Satan tempted Jesus. Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angel ministered to him. At this point, Jesus was declaring his total commitment to God and to his mission. When we make a decision to be totally committed to the work of God, the devil will show up. Now, I know many of you can confess to that the minute you committed yourself to do the work of God, to do anything for God, wait a minute, here comes Satan, trying to put a roadblock in it, trying to throw a monkey wrench in it, trying to do whatever he has to do to stop us from getting to that place where the Lord wants us to be and meeting him. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It was his mission. The devil will show up. God is optimistic, which means he knows, he is knowing of everything. However, the Spirit sends Jesus into a place where the enemy will be present. And although God tempts no one, let's get that correct. I've heard people say, God tempted me. He knew if he'd have let me go over there, I was going to pick that liquor up. God tempted me when I've seen that wallet laying on the ground, and I knew it wasn't mine, and I picked it up and put it in my pocket. God tempted me. I went to the bathroom of somebody's house, and their bedroom door was open, and I went there and looked in their jewelry. No, God did not tempt you. No, let's stop. Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to the Bible. I need to go to the Bible because in the name of Jesus, I defend my Father with his word. Amen. And even though I don't have to defend him, but I like his word to work for him. Amen. Glory to God. I love that backup. I love that backup. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of James, chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Death. Enticement to sin does not come from God. God will never deliberately lead a person to commit sin, because that would not only go against his nature, but guess what? It would also be opposed to his purpose of molding his creation into his holy image. But God does sometimes place his people in adverse circumstances for the purpose of building a godly character. How many can contest to that? That you've been placed in positions and circumstances, not knowing that God was molding, removing, evicting, taking away, putting back things to make us who he had created us to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, God loves us to the point where nobody can fix their lip to fool us, to try to tell us that God made you sick. God made you do this. The devil is a liar. The Bible just told me that God is not one to lead us into sin. And because the Bible told me that, guess who? I believe that. Amen. Hallelujah. I just really wanted to share that because I want us to know that we have to suffer. And why do we have to suffer? Because scriptures point out us to multiply reasons for suffering. And here, like when we were reading the book of Job, right? In Job's case, suffering somehow is involved in God's purpose. And we are to learn from the purpose. The New Testament echoes this teaching in the book of James, where we just came from, where it says to count it all joy when you fall into what? Various trials and various temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith does what? It produces patience. And James knew that in chapter 1, verses 2 to 3. Suffering also happens as a result of our own sin, because David suffered many family trials because of his what? Sin with Bathsheba. Other times we suffer directly because of our faith, as martyrs have done for centuries and centuries and centuries. But sometimes living out our faith come in direct conflict with the ruling power, and we suffer because of it. Still other times we suffer because we live in a fallen world where things go wrong or natural disasters occur. Both Peter and Paul advise us to commit our pain and suffering to God, realizing he is faithful to work out all things for our good and God's glory. Look it up in the book of Romans. Amen. God will work things out for our glory. Amen. This is, just wanted to share a couple snippets because I wanted us to realize and have an understanding that in our suffering, there's a greater outcome when it's of God. When God is taking us through things and he's taking things away from us, when God is doing it, you know, we don't have to do nothing for God to take us through a suffering situation, because when he does that, he's already set in his mind, I want to reward my daughter, I want to reward my son, I want to show him better things, but I have to take them through this to remind them that it's me. I'm taking you through the suffering, and I'm going to reward you on the other side because I want you to know that I love you. I'm here with you. I'm still in control. I am still your father. I still love you, but I have to take you through this to get you greater, to give you greater, to make you greater spiritually, to give you greater wisdom, to give you greater understanding, to give you greater. There's a few of us, probably many of us, who have desires of our heart, and we probably think God is not okay. And I just want to use this for an example, not to say nothing bad to anybody. A person who really loves children, and you've really been trying to have children, but it seems like every time you get pregnant, you have a miscarriage, something happens, you don't have the baby, and then you just always going through like that, and then you had this miracle trial. You didn't know you was pregnant. Everything goes right with the baby. The baby grows up to be this beautiful king or queen, and it comes out knowing the word of God. And what I mean by that, it's always showing love. It's always showing affection. It is so beautiful. It is almost as if it's perfect. It is almost as God saying, you done suffered enough, and I'm going to reward you with the most loveliest, beautifulest baby, not only physically, but I'm going to put all of me that I can put in this baby as it grows, and I'm going to use this child to raise up nations of infants, of children that's been adopted, children that's been threw away, because we got to remember, we have to go through things to have that testimony to be able to testify. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to take a call or two. And I just want to know if the radio show has done anything for your growth in the kingdom of God. Has it derailed you? And we're going to be honest. Do you feel that you're getting sound doctrine or false doctrine? But most of all, I just want to know how the love of the Lord has been treating you on the day. Hello? Hello, caller. Hello. Is there a caller there? Hello, caller. Hello. Is there a caller? Caller.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Sounds familiar. Sounds like a wonderful voice.
Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. How are you?
Amen. Oh, fine. Just loving on Jesus and let him love me back.
Amen. Praise God. I thank him. Praise God. You know, you brought this topic up, suffering in silence. It's really a good topic because so many people, you know, suffering and nobody cannot see it. So I'm glad that you brought that out, you know, because God always, you know, told us that, you know, his word. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace.
Yes.
But
yes,
in the world, you're going to have tribulation. But he told us, he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You know, so I bless God for what you're doing, how you're speaking, and even how you started off the show, you know, thanking God for the ones that, you know, serving. So thank God for them, and thank God for the ones that are serving in the kingdom of God as well. But I bless God for you. It's I'm just sitting back and just enjoying your show. I thank you for that because, you know, I just think about the Bible tells us, he said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. You know, we're gonna suffer, but God said, I will deliver. He said, I'll deliver you out of them all. So, you know, just talking about Job, and I'm not going to finish your you know, what you're doing, but because you're not going to the word, not me to start preaching. So I don't want to, you know, get into the word and start preaching and tell the end of a thing, because like you said, it's just building us character. God is doing some things within us, you know, and he's grooming those things and putting things in, taking things out. So I thank God for you. I'm gonna kind of like bring it in now because I'm gonna let you finish your show. But thank you so much for that title, Suffering and Silence. And I pray that this reached the nation and many people that's sitting home and not knowing what they're doing, and like you said, suicide, all kinds of things, you know, mindsets, the battlefield of the mind. And I pray for them today that God will lift their minds up through the word of the Lord and for you to encourage them to pull them out of that place. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Thank
you. Gotta hang me up first. You gotta hang me up first.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It looks like no one wants to talk this evening. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know. Well, because no one wants to talk, I guess God is saying continue your lesson. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just went through the book of James. Amen. So we want to know that God sometimes allows Satan to tempt us. Amen. We know that from the book of Job. Amen. And matter of fact, let's go to the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Amen. Because we must remind ourselves that the enemy's presence cannot compare to the Lord's, amen, to the Lord's power, to his wisdom or his understanding, amen. Our trials and temptations are to be stepping stones and not obstacles, amen. There are opportunities for Spirit of God use in making us stronger and better equipped to do greater things for God, amen. And if you didn't hear me, I mean, let me, I love that part, amen, because he sometimes allows Satan to tempt us compared to the Lord's power. We must remind ourselves that the enemy's presence cannot compare to the Lord's power, amen. Our trials and temptations are to be stepping stones and not obstacles. They are opportunities for the Spirit of God to use, amen, in making us stronger and better equipped to do greater things for God. Amen. We should not complain about our trials and temptations, but be happy about them. Why? Because it is for our benefit. Amen. Let's start off with the book of Job again. Amen. Let's go to verses 1, 8 through 12. Amen. And the Bible reads, "Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now, ain't that amazing? He had to go to God first, get permission. Yeah, you know, I guess he called himself conning God. I bet if you take this off, he'll do this, he'll curse you right to your face. Not remembering that God is all-knowing, all power, all wisdom. He had already knew that whatever Job had to go through, he knew he created Job. He knew Job was not going to curse him. But the enemy, who thought he was slicker than slick, slicker than oil grease, slicker than hair grease is hot, just got caught up. And what he really did is make it even better for Job after the suffering. Amen. We have to remember, after the suffering, a blameless and upright man. The Lord was not saying that Job was sinless, but he was saying that Job had his priorities right. Job feared the Lord, and in it, it showed in his life. Does it really show in our lives that we fear the Lord? Does it really show that our priorities is on the things of God? Ask yourself that. Amen. Verse 10 talks about the hedge of protection. No harm could come to Job unless the Lord permits it. No harm can come to us unless the Lord permits it. Believers today should take great comfort from the Bible and the biblical teachings of the Bible that the Lord protects his people, whether by a cloud, and we can go all through the book of Exodus around chapter 14, verse 19 through 20 or 21, amen, or by a wall of fiery chariots. Amen. And I know that's in 2 Kings, amen, chapter 6, verse 17, or through guardian angels in the book of Hebrews. Nothing, if the Lord doesn't permit it, can happen to us. Amen. Verse 11, it talks about the curse. The sin of cursing God is a pivotal issue for this book of Job. Why? Because Job feared that his children might think or speak inadvertently of God. But Satan asserted that Job would surely curse God if his prosperity and blessings were removed. Even Job's wife urged him to curse God and die. Now, how does that sound? The enemy will try to tell you or tell the Lord that if you take everything away from them, they're going to surely curse you. So because God knows who we are and he starts shifting and taking and removing things, there's the time you know that you love the Lord. You know you've been lined up with the Lord. You know you've been hearing from God. You know you've been staying in God's presence. So now this title should come back to you, suffering in silence. This is my time to suffer in silence. I have to go through what I have to go through so God can still get glory and still show the world that I am who I am and he is who he say he is, but the evidence of me staying faithful and loyal and not doing sinful things and going to the world, but staying right there in my suffering with God, allowing him to keep me and cover me. So when he gets tired of the enemy playing games, now stop. I'm going to reward my child. I'm going to reward my son. I'm going to reward my daughter because their faithfulness doesn't prove to me that they are still mine. Even though the enemy or even though might say, You only going through that because you did something you had no business. You must have been sneaking around. You must have been sinning. You must have been drinking. You must have been gambling. Something you was doing for God. Nope. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody try to make you feel bad. You know you lined up with the will of God. You know you're lined up with the word of God for your life. You know God got you. And because you know that, the Bible just told us that we're going to suffer for his sake. Amen. Remember, this is just going to make us better to do greater things for God. We should not complain about our trials and temptations, but we should be happy about them because it is for our benefit. Amen. I know you don't believe me. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 5, verse 8. I like to back things up with God's word. I know I said it before, but his word is powerful. You know, his word to me makes me laugh sometimes because I find myself reading and saying, what? You mean if I would have been doing this all this time, Lord, I would have been right here right now, or you'd have did this back? But it wasn't timing. Because first I had to be in his will. I had to know him. I had to build a relationship with him. And then he allows. See, if you're unprepared, if you're weak in certain areas, and God can't let nothing happen because he know you ain't strong yet in those areas. See, he can touch you in these areas because he's strong. Now I'm going to make you stronger. Amen. That's the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 8. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What does it say? Oh, I wish I had someone to read it with me. Amen. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Woo! Though I am God's son, obedience I've learned. How did I learn them, though? By the things which I suffered. See, that's wisdom for me. That's almost, listen, that's almost like having a master guide card. That it's just priceless. It's never going to be empty. I'm never going to have to worry about overdraft. It's just let me know that God is right there for me. All my needs shall be met, as long as they line up with his perfect will for my life. Amen. We had to listen, learn obedience, because guess what? Jesus experienced all of what a person goes through on this earth. He knew also, he knew how difficult it was to obey God completely, just as he understands the attraction of temptation. Hallelujah. Just like he understands the attraction to temptation. Jesus was a natural man. He understood it. That don't mean he had to go for it. Amen. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. See, when you go through temptations and trial, you can help somebody else that's being tempted. You can tell them, listen, it's just the enemy playing tricks with your mind. It's just the enemy trying to get you out of the way of your blessing. It's just the enemy trying to come along and discourage you. No, we will not be discouraged. We're going to go through this for God's sake first. And then realize how it's making us better for the building of the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go back to the book of James for a second. Amen. We might as well make this thing joyful. We might as well just praise God. We might as well just be happy in his name. Amen. Really, really. I am honored, and I say this with the utmost respect to God, and I say this to the utmost respect to all those that are listening. I am honored. I am truly honored that the Lord has allowed this ministry radio to manifest itself into where it's going. See, I'm looking at it now, but it's going somewhere that I don't even see yet. But I hope and pray that we all be together when it manifests into what God has manifested, what God is planning on manifesting it into. Amen. We are going out to the nations. Remember, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us. I know the scripture says me, but I want to say upon us because we are one in this ministry. Because the Lord has what? Anointed us to do what? Preach good tidings to who? The poor. He has what? Sent who? Us. To where? heal the brokenhearted, to do what? Proclaim liberty to the captive, and what? And the opening of the prisons to those who are bound. Let's not never forget that. Let's not never forget that. Amen. Glory to God. The book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. Amen. Hallelujah. Just to recap, the Bible never lies, y'all. The Bible never lies. And I think James was talking about how you profit from your trials. Amen. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing things of what? Your faith produces what? Patience. It produces patience. And just if we be truthful with ourselves and realize that if it ain't happening now, oh my God, what is God doing? Why is this happening this way? Oh Lord, something ain't happening. God ain't listening. Oh, something about I got to go fix this because these people going to come take my car. These people going to come and shut my house down. I can't do this. Jesus, listen, I know you God, but I got to do this. Wait a minute. If you know he's God and you know he created the situation, you know he ain't going to let the situation fall apart. And guess what? If they do come shut the door, he going to give you a bigger one. And if they do take the car, he going to give you a better one. It's just about his timing. Or me and First Lady has been experiencing something with our own automobile. It's just so funny. We've been experiencing how one day it wants to work, the next day it doesn't. One day it wants to work, the next day it doesn't. But it seems like every time we pray, God makes a way not only for it to work, but he gives us information. And it's almost like he's saying, do this, and this. That's the only situation. I got better for you. But in the meantime, we have to be patient. We have to be obedient. We have to laugh about it. We have to continue to pray about it. We have to walk in faith. Because a lot of times, I'm so glad that I am married to the, I know I'm getting a little off here. I just feel it. I am so glad that I am married to the woman of God that I am married to, because a lot of times, When you're with someone, especially a woman of God, or you're a woman with a man of God, and y'all are going through together, see, when you start making it a separate thing, you can't hear the same thing. You're not feeling what God is doing. But when you're in it together and you're praying one with another and you're on the same accord, he's going to give the answer, the solution to one of you or both of you at the same time. But the best thing about it, you're willing to go through it together. Your faith combined to make a mega faith. And if one feels it, I'm going to lift you right up, baby. It's going to be all right. Listen, this is what we got to go through right now. This is how God has it. This is what God is wanting. But guess what? We say we trust him. He has always showed us faithful. He's always came. He's always lifted us up. He's always rewarded us. He's always been there for us. He's always kept our health and strength. He's always made us laugh. He's always filled us with joy. We ain't going to stop trusting him now. It's just a minor setback. It's not the setback. It's the get back. And when you with God, oh, you're going to get it all back. You just got to believe you're going to get that song. Say, I want it all back. Stick with Jesus. You'll get it all back. Amen. And that's just the bottom line. I hate to say it any other way. Amen. That's the bottom line. You will get it back. Hallelujah. Just go to chapter 4, verse 12 through 13. Amen. And we're going to be at 1 Peter. Hallelujah. Glory to God's mighty name. Amen. Wow, you know, I'm just overwhelmed. You know, First Lady told me the other day, like, you're really hype about this show. It's a good thing. But what she said was, it's still ministry. And as long as you look at it as ministry, you'll stay focused and you'll always give God the glory and you'll always seek God for information. You'll always seek God for what he wants you to do. The minute we allow it to get, and I'm not saying nothing bad about the world, and the minute we allow the world to infiltrate it and make it what the world wanted and take God out of it, then it becomes something else, and then I am not doing what God wants me to do. That's why I'm so, I want, when I do things, I try to make sure the people that come on, the people that we allow to have shows on this radio, We just want to let them know that as long as you're bringing the word of the Lord, as long as you're taking the word to the nations, as long as you're helping one another, as long as we are supporting one another in the gospel, that's what this is about. Amen. This is a ministry radio. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened. As though some strange thing happened to you. But here's my part. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceedingly joy. Amen. And if you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Amen. Look how God is saying it. So what? Go through it. I'm here with you. You doing this with getting a stamp of approval. It may seem that it was a bad choice to lead Jesus into the wilderness, but God will for our life will never lead us where his grace cannot keep us. He will always lead us into the right place. The word of God says the Lord orders the steps of the righteous man. And if we proclaim that we are righteous, that we are upright in Christ, he got us. Amen. He got us. Verse 13 says he was in the wilderness for what? 13. He was in the wilderness for 40 days and tempted of Satan and was with wild beasts. The verse shows us that Jesus is by himself, but he is not complaining or crying. It also shows us his determination to go through his trial. He was in the wilderness. His trial is the wilderness. For 40 days, sometimes the Lord has to change or remove us from our environment in order to work on our development. Write that one down. He has to do what? Write that one down. He has to remove you from your environment in order to work on your development. Oh, I like that one. I need a t-shirt. You can understand it when you see the t-shirt. Amen. You'll understand that I might be going through. And I'm going to go through that scripture. Let's go to the book of Galatians. I know it's there. I know the word is there. I know the word is there. The word is here. The word is there. The word is where? Everywhere. Amen. Let's praise God for his word. See, this is what I need in my life. And as a Christian, I hope you need it too. Not coming from me, but when you do it on your own, you sit back and study the word on your own, when God just start giving you confirmation and he just start letting you know, so what you're going through that, I got you. So what you have to go through that, don't worry about that. Just go through that. See, that's the thing. He just wants us to go through it and trust him in the going and through it, not crying, not weeping, not whining. Yeah, it's natural. People, you know, we're going to feel certain things. But when you feel that whining spirit coming or that crying spirit, get in your word. Cry out to God. Lord, your word say, Father God, I need you a little more right now. This thing that you got me going through, woo, it's a little heavy. Can you just lift the burden up a little bit? Can you just come down here and sit with me and hold me a little bit? Can I come in your presence a little bit? Can I just get a hug right now? That's your Father. Talk to him like he's your Father. He know your needs. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 15 through 18. Amen. Oh, God is good on me tonight. I just, whew, boy, oh, my God. If I wouldn't, whew, I try to make excuse not to shout, but whew, Lord knows my knee hurt. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, amen. Let's get this. Let's make sure we're getting this. Amen. Separate me from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles. I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to where? Arabia, and we returned again to Damascus. So what is the Bible saying in that? Amen. Let's go and let's find out what the Bible is saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is just always, always, always amazing me. Amen. Hallelujah. Judy, this is almost like, Judaism. And it refers to the Jewish way of life, which was based partly on the Old Testament and partly on additional traditions. Amen. Separate, when they said separate me, called me through his grace, Paul related that God had chosen him to be an apostle. Now, one thing I learned about apostles, and I think apostles and prophets or prophetess suffer a little more than others, because God expects so much more from them. He imparts so much more in them. He spends a little more time with them. He expects them to spend more time in his presence. Amen. Now, I just believe that. Amen. Before, verse 1 says, before his birth, not unlike Jeremiah's call to be a prophet, Paul, like the Judeans of Galilee, had previously tried to earn his salvation by works. He needed no human validations because of the way he had received his message. And that's what I mean about apostles. They receive stuff from God like no other. In the midst of walking down the street, and a prophetess or a prophet can just hear something, had to turn. And I think it's almost shocking to them when they hear it so clearly that it almost, I know it has to spook them, I guess, and not a bad way, but I just think it has to do something to them. If you hear God so clearly walking down the street, you know, you ain't talking to nobody, and all of a sudden you hear a voice say, just turn around the corner, I need you to speak to them. You turn around, ain't nobody there. That has to be amazing when you can hear that. So what we've just read, just remember that God sometimes has to remove us from our environment in order to work on our development. Amen. Because Jesus not only had to face Satan, but the text tells us there were also wild beasts in the wilderness. It does not matter if there are lions, tigers, or bears. Oh my, the Bible says there is no weapon what formed against me what shall prosper. Our wilderness, our trials, our tribulation will be a discomforting, apprehensive, and sometimes life-threatening experience. But we have to be determined to go where God sends us. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 for a second. Amen. We have to go to where God sends us and not where we want to go. And a lot of times that's what happens. We want to go where we want to go instead of going where God sends us. Amen. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and whom will go for us? Amen. Whom shall I send and whom will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. God has a way telling us things to do the way he want them done. Amen. So we have to get an understanding that God sent Jesus into the wilderness only after the Spirit had come upon him. He just didn't send him in the wilderness. He sent him in the wilderness after the Spirit came upon him. He was protected. Amen. After the Spirit came upon him, then he sent him in the wilderness. After the Spirit comes upon me, then he's going to send me through my trials and tribulations. After the Spirit comes upon me, then he will release whoever he or whatever he wants to release upon me. Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Mark chapter 1, verse 10, it reads, "And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, 'You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" Can God say that about you tonight? Can God say he's well pleased with us on tonight? If we look back over our behavior on just today, on our attitude just today, on our faith just today, can God say, "I am well pleased with you"? I just want to thank everybody, and prayerfully we'll continue this lesson because I think it is very important that we understand the importance of suffering in silence. And I have some few more things that I want to talk about on next week, if it's God's will. Amen. But I just hope everyone got their fix for tonight. And I just continue to praise God and want to thank God for allowing us to be in a situation that where we will allow him to fix us. Amen. That's what your fix is about. It's about getting a spiritual fix for the things that we need, the things that we lack, the things that we don't understand. It's about getting a fix to help us get closer to God. It's about getting a fix to help us minister someone else. It's about getting a fix to love on our loved ones, to love on our family, to be better Christians for the world, to see the likeness of Christ in us. This has been your Fix at 6, and I have been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. We're going to close now in prayer, and I ask God, Lord, to bless each and every home of our listeners, our family, our friends, and even our enemies. Father, you said you would make our enemies our footstools, and you will fight our battles. Father, I put that petition before you on this evening, God. Let us have peace in our sleep. Let us have peace in our homes. Let us have peace in the arms of our loved ones. Let our loved ones have peace in the arms of each other. Let the world understand that you are still in charge. Holy Spirit, have your way through your people. Find those you want to send. Find those you want to use. And Father, let's have a spiritual Holy Ghost shouting party, an all-night prayer. Father, just let us come together in the graces of your presence and move out and show off, God. This is the season I am expecting such supernatural miracles that you will show off your glory, your power, your love, your wisdom, and your understanding that all that breathe your air have to turn from their wicked ways and seek you, Father. Call out your name and ask you, what must I do to be saved? God, it is about you and always will be about you. We love you, we thank you, and we adore you, God. The hearts of your servants on today, those who are working in the hospitals, those who are working in the banks, those who are working in the blood banks, those who are working, doing the work, Father, but not getting recognition, Father, reward them in a special way, God. Show up and promote those, God, who are worthy of your promotion, God. Bless those that are suffering on this evening, that a spirit of healing manifest their spirits. Father, we love you. We trust and believe in you. Until the next fix, amen. And good night.